Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. An update on the battle to take back Marawi City in the Philippines, and today we celebrate the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. President Trump is getting to work on tax reform, and an airplane in Germany was evacuated today because of a bomb threat. The fight to recapture Marawi City from Islamic rebels has been raging on for 3.5 months. ISIS has been hoping to establish a foothold in the Philippines. Marawi is virtually a ghost town now, only empty shells of buildings left. Since the fighting began in May, almost 800 people have died, most of them Islamic rebels. The urban warfare has been difficult for the Philippine troops, who have been trained to fight in the jungle. Reuters Southeast Asia correspondent Tom Allard gives us an update on the situation in Marawi.
And there's still 50 militants holed up inside the city, providing stern resistance. They've been laying improvised explosive devices, and sniper fire as well has thwarted the government troops. In fact, one commander was telling me that because this is a lawless part of the Philippines, many people have weapons in their homes, that the militants have been able to triple their weaponry and ammunition by simply raiding these homes. Urban warfare is very new to the Philippines forces. Everyone admits that they've had to learn and adapt as they've gone. And while some politicians and generals are saying it'll be 2 weeks and this battle will be finished, people on the ground here won't be making any predictions.
A handful of militants remain in Marawi, and the government is urging them over loudspeakers to give themselves up to save their lives. Today's quote of the day comes from Catholic doctor St. Giuseppe Mascati. Remember that you must treat not only bodies, but also souls, with counsel that appeals to their minds and hearts, rather than with cold prescriptions to be sent in to the pharmacist. Today is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. This feast commemorates three historical events: the finding of the True Cross by St. Helena, the dedication of churches built by Constantine over the sites of the Holy Sepulchre and Mount Calvary, and the return of the True Cross to Jerusalem by Emperor Heraclius II. The feast also commemorates the fact that the cross is the instrument of our salvation. Jesus calls on us to take up our crosses daily and follow him, and when we do so, we unite ourselves to his sacrifice upon the cross and participate in the redemption of the world. On the American home front, President Trump met with a bipartisan group of congressmen at the White House yesterday. Reuters reports that the president reiterated his main goal for tax reform: cutting taxes for the middle class and cutting corporate taxes to encourage job growth. President Trump indicated that the pockets of the wealthy might end up taking a hit.
This includes tax reform that is pro-jobs, pro-growth, pro-family, and pro-American. It's very simple. It's all pro-American. And the rich will not be gaining at all with this plan. I think the wealthy will be pretty much where they are. Pretty much where they are. If we can do that, we'd like it. If they have to go higher, they'll go higher, frankly. We're looking at the middle class, and we're looking at jobs.
Yesterday, we reported on mass evacuations which took place in Russia after fake bomb threats were phoned into various locales. At the time of yesterday's broadcast, the number evacuated was 10,000. The Guardian reports that over 100,000 people ended up being evacuated from dozens of locations all around Moscow. The Independent reports that today in Cologne, Germany, a bomb threat caused all 111 passengers on a Turkish Airlines plane to be evacuated. The plane was destined for Istanbul and was already taxiing on the tarmac when it made an emergency stop and evacuated. In this Celestial Musings, as you probably know by now, Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened, was released this week. In the book, she laments the over 24 women who apologized to her after the election for not voting or not doing more to help with her campaign. She said, quote, "These people were looking for absolution that I just couldn't give. We all have to live with the consequences of our decisions." Yes, yes, we do. So I said to myself, wait a minute. Isn't this the woman who keeps getting let off? Perhaps she isn't being held accountable for her choices, but she is living with the consequences of them right now, because she isn't president. And that's good, because I can tell you what happened. Hillary was given a second chance. She got pulled out of politics with enough focus on who she is and the place of her family and God in her life. Let's hope she doesn't squander this second chance on bitterness, stubbornly clinging to politics and what might have been. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.